Mini episode 436 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 436 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris with the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider, taking a look at the buy low, sell high fantasy baseball players for the 2014 MLB All-Star Break. We always preach at FantasyDraftHelp.com that regression to the mean and progression to the mean are a big part of fantasy sports. As with stocks, it's time to take your profit when a player is at a huge peak value, and it's time to recoup his coming comeback when he's at a low spot. In a moment, our buy low and sell high fantasy baseball players for mid-season 2014. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
I'm telling you, she is a real ball buster.
A real ice queen.
I just burned my tongue.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show. And see if she likes the goods.
I'm just gonna grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
You are pathetic.
Wait a minute! I'm offended! I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to scope my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
Okay, here's our buy low list. J.J. Hardy. The last time that he hit less than 22 home runs was 2010. With only three so far, he's not going to make it. But the odds indicate that he'll end up in at least the high teens, which gives you good production down the stretch. Ryan Zimmerman. Like Hardy, he's way down in power so far with only four taters. But he was on a roll going into the All-Star break and likewise projects for big second-half totals. Willen Rosario. Batting average has been just depressed enough in the first half to hopefully make your trade partners forget about his track record the last 2 years. Justin Verlander. He's not what he once was, but he's also not a below-average pitcher yet, which is what his 2014 stats indicate. Capitalize on owner disgust to get him at a discount. Joe Nathan. Since working out his mechanics in mid-June, he's been pitching far above his horrific overall numbers for the season. And here's our sell-high players. Nelson Cruz. Can choose to believe that somebody who's never topped 33 home runs will continue on his present pace to get 50, or you can get out now. Our advice is clearly the latter option. Victor Martinez. Wait for the first big game that he has after returning from the back issue and find a taker quickly. His pace might be the most unsustainable one in baseball this year. Jose Bautista. He has topped 271 in batting average exactly once in his career. He's hitting 292 going into the break. You do the math. Jason Hamill. A man with a career 140 whip is sitting on 106 right now. Run, don't walk to the trade window. Tim Hudson. With three rough outings in his last five starts, this 39-year-old's numbers are still outstanding off his red-hot first months, but you need to get out before he's further exposed. Thanks for checking us out. Coming very soon, our draft guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2014, will be available for free download on FantasyDraftHelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Bob Barker, Nikita Koloff, and Robert Flores from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.